Michael.
How are you?
I'm hanging in. How are you, my friend?
I'm hanging in, too. Lots going on, traveling the world. I thought it was going to be easier, but it's it takes its toll on you. But there's a lot of exciting, important things happening.
Yeah, traveling doesn't get easier, I've discovered. When I go to Africa, I'm like, I don't remember it being this difficult even last
right.
year. What is yeah. happening here?
Yeah, you're not alone. We're just, we're getting older by a little bit.
A little bit, not much.
Yeah, but I love it. I love what I do. And then, you know, what happens once you get to your destination is really great and a lot to be thankful for. And I never thought I'd be touring the world, you know, when 50 years ago when I was signed to Epic. I was just happy to make music.
And what amazing music you make.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And look at you. Can't remember when it was we talked about your leap of faith into the next evolution of your experience at radio, and now you basically dominate radio.
Well, I told you I was going to take over the world with your sappy love songs, and I think we did that together.
You weren't kidding, though.
Yeah, no, God is good. I still love being on the air today as much as I ever have, but the travel is tough.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I say once we get there, when it's showtime, it's all worth it. You know, and the audience is, I'm so grateful for, but it's the to and from.
It's the to and from. Don't you wish that, you know, we could do what they did in Star Trek, you know, and just hop
yeah.
in that machine and dematerialize and beam us up, Scotty? Yeah, that would be sweet.
Yeah, we do. Maybe in our lifetime we'll see it, but, you know, I'm not knocking it. I'm right now I'm focused on Detroit. I'm in the studio building next album. I'm getting ready to tour Australia for a month. And something that I started 5 years ago is the Detroit comeback story.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. You've produced a movie.
Yes, in the process of touring and recording and my day job.
Your day job.
Very, very good day job. We found in Detroit, you know, besides the great music that has been coming out of Detroit since at least my childhood, that finally... people are investing large amounts of money and resources to bring back Detroit, to rebuild and bring it back. And it's the film is not about just the wealthy people who love Detroit and are, you know, giving people the tools and buildings and space and all of that. It's we've also filmed a lot of the individuals who make Detroit a great place to be. And going back there, every time, the last 5 years, every time we went back to film, there were new restaurants, new stores, more people in the offices. Until the last time we were there, there was like 90 to 95% full occupancy in all the buildings that one very generous and smart investor decided to go ahead and dive all the way in. That's Dan Gilbert from Quicken Loans. And then the Illich family, who own the Red Wings and the Tigers, and one of the most beautiful theaters in the world, the Fox Theater, just happened to, you know, have his family scrape some money together and buy a pizza place that they would name Little Caesar's Pizza.
Little Caesar's. Oh, my gosh.
Little Caesar's Pizza, which allowed them to buy the Tigers and the Red Wings. And they're now building 50 city blocks of living space, working space, play space. 50 blocks of redevelopment. So that's really exciting. And it's exciting for me to see it's a great American dream comeback story and will be one of the biggest comebacks in history for a city in America. So we love being a part of it. And we fell in love with so many of the people there that it's an emotional thing to watch the movie 5 years later, the edited final form. And it's going to be released on the 15th of May, one day only, in about 500 theaters across America. And people can find out where by going onto my website, bolton.com, And they can also go on fathomevents.com. And it's exciting. It's a lot of work and finally come to fruition. And
now, what if somebody is, you know, my daughter, Shayla, who you met many years ago, mm-hmm. is expecting mm-hmm. a baby any day. What if we're in the delivery room and we miss the Fathom event, Michael? What do we do? How can I see the Detroit story? Or what if you I'm on the air doing this little radio show?
Delilah, I have a feeling you know people in high places who can get you that film.
I know, but how about my listeners who don't know Craig Kitchen or somebody? Like, is there a way to see it if they miss the Fathom event, or is this just like a get there?
If they don't see it on the 15th, where it airs in theaters, they're going to have to wait until we decide who we're going with for the release of it for worldwide distribution. So we have some offers, and we're negotiating, and we're going to choose the best partner who's going to give it the longest, healthiest life possible so that everyone can see it. We're not going to drop it off where it'll air one time only. This is a limited release in theaters, but it's a big splash to get into 500 theaters for a documentary. It's unusual.
So tell me about some of the artists you've mm-hmm. got and some of the music that we're going to hear when we go see it.
Well, some of the artists who are mind-blowing are Aretha Franklin, first of all, who still lives in Detroit and loves it. And she talks about her childhood through her becoming years and developing years and her friendship with Smokey Robinson.
How cool.
Play in Sandbox together.
How cool must it be for somebody who was there in the heyday and then saw the demise to be able to witness the phoenix rising from the ashes? That's just got to be the best.
You just gave me chills. That is really amazing. And we talk about it, and they all are aware because in the last 5 years, everyone has seen the growth. You can't miss it, really. I'll tell you this. I noticed even the very first request we put in for artists and icons to step forward and, you know, and basically talk about Detroit. They all were all in. When can we do this? Where do you want us? You know, Smokey Robinson is like mesmerizing in his stories and his memory of, the mega studio of Motown, which is in a little house, basically, where hundreds of number one records came out of. But Smokey talks about his childhood and says he didn't realize he was poor until he wasn't. Everybody had the same thing growing up, and everybody loved music, and he was surrounded by great, talented people. But he's one of the ones who, you know, has this infinite career, and he speaks with such youth and great energy, and again, so highly. His memories of Detroit are so deeply embedded. And then you've got people like Francis Ford Coppola, one of my favorite directors in my lifetime. And I never thought, why is Ford his middle name? Because that's the hospital where he was born. Jerry Bruckheimer, one of the most successful producers of TV and film, is just raving about Detroit and his family and upbringing. Alice Cooper, did you know he was from Detroit?
I did not know that.
One of the nicest people you will ever meet, by the way, and my golf buddy. And he was really happy to talk about all the sports that they used to go to and how, you know, one block down is an Italian family, Italian neighborhood. A block from them are Greeks, and from them, Polish. And they all got together and played baseball every day. That was their common connection. Everybody basically created this love fest. So we call this movie a love letter to Detroit, not just from me, and enjoying and being attached to so many great people, but from all of these iconic legends, artists, producers, directors, moguls, who are coming and giving back to Detroit. It's a love letter. And a lot of the negative and the darkest parts of Detroit's history have been covered, but no one has come in and said, wait a second, take a look at what's going on here. And this is a city that used to be the fourth largest city in America. And we have archival footage that comes from the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and you see Detroit looking like New York at its peak hour, people filling the sidewalks and overbrimming, basically, with energy and life and culture. And now all of that's coming back. But there also, it's also a city where, during World War II, the auto manufacturers turned their factories into an arsenal for democracy, basically building armored vehicles that went over for our troops during the war. A lot of people don't know that either. Detroit's given us a lot, and I think there's plenty of good reason to take a look at how great Detroit has been for us, but also how the future is looking really bright there. And so if you're an artist or if you're into a tech company or any type of business at all, there are opportunities in Detroit. And so we cover that and we recommend it. There's this amazing woman, Veronica Scott, who her place is called the Empowerment Plan. She hires only women who are homeless, takes them from shelters, gives them jobs and skills, and they wind up getting homes, being reunited with their families. And she's one of our champion heroes. We have a lot of great people, individuals. It's not just companies giving back, but it is still really important that the big three automakers continue doing well because they employ a lot of people and they give a lot back to their communities. There's so many great stories inside this one big story, but it's American Dream Detroit. And it's May 15 all across the country. And our website's mymichaelbolton.com will lead you to where you can get tickets and where it's playing. And then after that, as you said, it'll air as soon as we decide who our partner is going to be around the world, whether it's going to be television, cable, or streaming. We'll soon find out. We'll soon know.
How exciting. I can tell you are in love with Detroit like when you fall in love and give your heart completely. You are just smitten.
Well, you just made it sound like poetry.
But it is poetry. It is poetry. And when you were just talking about what's the woman's name who has the empowerment project?
Veronica Scott.
When you impact lives and build families or rebuild families or reconnect families, you're changing the world. You're changing the world for good. You're not just impacting that family because it has a ripple effect and it impacts the whole community. So, you know, people like going and seeing movies about superheroes and people with magical powers, but these are the real superheroes because their magical power is rebuilding lives.
That's so exactly what this one courageous, inspired woman does in Detroit day in, day out. And John Varvatos, I was interviewing these people, if you can imagine me on the other side of the interview, John Varvatos went and checked out her place and said that he would love to be in business with her. Everybody's amazed by her work and her energy and what she's doing for individuals and families. And you're right, it does. It changes the world.
It changes
one
the
person,
world.
One family at a time.
So if a woman has, I know you're acutely, keenly aware of domestic abuse. If a woman is homeless because she has suffered domestic abuse or because she suffers from alcoholism or drug addiction or mental illness, chances are her kids are in foster care or farmed out to a family or a friend. So when her life is restored, their lives are restored. That impacts the whole community.
Yeah, that's so right. You know all about this. This is, the patterns that are cyclical. You know, you break those cycles by creating self-esteem in individuals. And, I mean, it's all good. It's very heavy subject matter that's very necessary to address, and I appreciate you talking about it.
It kind of sounds like Detroit was a homeless woman for a while. Detroit was a beautiful, beautiful gem, a gorgeous, musically talented, shining you know, star, and then through a series of misfortunes became that homeless woman, and now is being restored to not only her former glory, but something far better.
That's another amazing metaphor. I'm writing it down. If you don't mind, I'm going to use it.
Use it, Michael, and keep changing the world for good. I'm so proud to know you.
Likewise. Ditto.
So proud to know you.
Great to hear your voice.
Well, good luck.
I haven't seen you in a long time. We need to get together and catch up.
Last time, I tell our story, Michael, when I do my public speaking, and I tell people the truth that I had a major, major crush on you. And you invited me to come and spend some time with you, and I didn't know that showing up with 8 of my kids was a bad idea.
Oh, that was not a bad idea at all. That was fun. That was a fun day.
Yeah. Remember you climbing your waterfall with a broken thumb?
Vaguely. Yeah, fractured thumb.
You had fractured your thumb, and my son climbed to the top of your waterfall, and you heroically went and saved him? I remember these things, Michael.
All in a day's work. No, that was fun. And we had a beautiful day there, too. But just hoping it's a very positive memory. As I was trying to explain to people that we had some important guests coming up to Connecticut. So I don't know how you do it. I have no idea. I know my three daughters were more than enough to raise, especially the teen years. And
I'm adopting a 2-year-old.
And you're a saint.
I'm crazy is what I am.
You're a crazy saint.
All right, the Detroit Project. What's the official title?
American Dream Detroit.
American Dream Detroit, but it's really a love letter to Detroit. May 15th, I will be there. I will find my way. I will figure out a way to make that happen, and we can all fall in love with the beautiful woman Detroit is now.
That sounds perfect to me. It's music to my ears.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for being here.
The same.
Give me some new music to play, too, dude. I'm
going to.
Promise?
I'm working on it now, right now, in Los Angeles. I can't talk much about it, but it's going to be a very, very lush, powerful record.
We need you. My sappy love song show needs you. And if you could hook up with Smokey and have him do something new with you, that'd be great.
Yeah, Smokey, that's an idea. I love him. He's an inspiring guy. He still sings beautifully and tours and gives us inspiration about what the future's like if you take care of your voice. But a lot of great guests. There's an Eminem appearance in the film as well, in the commercial he did, and he doesn't do very much like that, so it was very impactful, but he did something for Detroit. That's a really powerful statement. But, you know, Smokey and I, we'll show up again somewhere together.
Okay. Michael Bolton, thank you for being on The Delilah Show. I love you.
I love you, too. I hope to see you soon. Yeah.